One of the great challenges that we face as a church is to make sense of the Eucharist. It's at the very heart of all that we do. Whenever we gather as a community, the most obvious, the most wonderful way that we can celebrate any significant event in anybody's life is to gather, to break the bread, to pour the cup. This simple ritual that we see written about and spoken about in the earliest documents that we can find dating back through the annals of Christianity. This simple gathering is at the heart of what it is to be a Christian. Of course, it's also been the place of division. This gift of the Eucharist was that thing that when people couldn't understand it, when they couldn't make sense of how could Jesus possibly be available to us in such ordinary instruments of bread and wine. Surely all that he means, all that his intention is for us to understand it in a merely symbolic way, a way that doesn't give full weight to the sacramental reality. And yet that's precisely what it is that we do believe. We believe that when the priest takes the bread and during the Eucharistic prayer repeats the words of institution, what we call the institution narrative, when we speak with the very voice of Jesus, that it's the place where the priest most clearly acts in the very person of Jesus, in persona Christi, if you want the Latin, that it, when the priest utters those words in the context of the whole of the Eucharistic prayer, that bread is no longer ordinary bread. It becomes for us the body of the Lord. The cup that holds the wine is no longer simply containing mere grape juice, mere wine, but it is changed and transformed to be for us the blood of Christ. It's not a mere symbol. It's not a sign. It's not pointing to something else. It's the reality itself. Now, I've always had a very clear sense of that. It just makes sense in my brain, in my head, for Jesus to do that. Because the Lord who reveals himself as the one who is Emmanuel, the God with us, why wouldn't he make himself available in this way? Why wouldn't he be so vulnerable that when, at the end of the Eucharistic prayer, when we have the great culmination of the prayer, the great amen, and I lift up the elements. You know, I'm moving God through space and time. When I hold the host before you, when one of the ministers holds the host before you and makes that declaration to you, this is the body of Christ. That person is holding the very presence of God in their fingers. When you receive it, when you make your amen, when you make that declaration that the minister declares that this is the body of Christ, and we also make, as St. Augustine told us to do, the double amen, to say, yes, what you hold is the body of Christ, but I am also part of the body of Christ, as Paul told us in our second reading today. And so we make that double amen. And when then the minister places the host in your hands, you hold the King of the universe. You hold the source and culmination of all our lives in your hands. When the priest places it on your tongue, when you receive that gift in your mouth, you are changed and transformed. It's such a beautiful and wonderful gift that is in so many ways so simple and such a precious reminder of the God who loves us so much, who longs to be present to us, who longs that we would be part of his life, that he would be able to pour out himself upon us, to change us. And there's no better way to change us than from the inside. And so when we've received the Eucharist, when we've taken that body into our own, and slowly those cells of the host begin to become part of our own body, and we're changed, we're transformed by that presence. We're able to experience the very presence of God. That in so many ways, you know, we should be then genuflecting to each other. We should be acknowledging the wonderful and amazing presence of God now among us, to change us to be indeed the body of Christ, to be that place where God chooses to dwell. This gift is such a wonderful and precious gift. And it's important for us as Catholics to hold on to this, to treasure the gift that the Eucharist is. Primarily, it's the place where we celebrate it, primarily the place where we gather to honor and to give thanks to the God who has already poured his love out so much, but who longs to take every opportunity that God can to love us more. And so let's receive that love today. Let's allow the love of the Lord to change us. Let's allow the love of the Lord to fill us with his peace and his presence as we slowly become indeed the body of Christ here on earth.